for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. What is one of the hardest things to do in this life? This is a question that my friend Brian, who is sitting right here at the front, can you give us a wave, Brian? This is a question that Brian often asks me. He's pretty sure of the answer too, aren't you, Brian? Brian's answer is to be yourself. One of the hardest things to do in this life is to be yourself. I changed that just a little to say to be ourselves together, ourselves in communion and community with God and each other and our world, not your, but our. And not I, but we. At the end of his book, The Wounded Healer, Henri Nouwen says this: the imitation of Christ does not mean to live a life like Christ, but to live your life as authentically as Christ lived his. If this is so, then there are many ways and forms in which one can be a Christian. Not striving to live just as Jesus did, none of us can live the fullness of Christ. But to live as authentically as Jesus did, being ourselves, our fullest, best, most authentic selves. Jesus shows us how to do this. What does being ourselves have to do with the parable of the shrewd or dishonest manager we've just heard? What does this have to do with Jeremiah's lament and a longing for a balm in Gilead? What does being ourselves have to do with Paul's letter to Timothy? I love what Lutheran pastor and author Nadia Boltz-Weber says about parables. She says this: parables aren't to be studied and interpreted so much as to be experienced. We don't figure them out. They figure us out. A parable is like a living thing, a growing organism of meaning. You can dissect it to try to understand it, but to do so is to kill it. And so, what is this parable we've just heard meant to work in us? What does this story show us about money, about choices and priorities, about relationships? How does this parable help us to be ourselves? The word used to describe the manager in this story is phronimos in Greek, and this is translated approximately as shrewd. It comes from the verb phroneo, which simply means to think, to use one's brain. There is no malice in this description in the parable. The manager is simply being intelligent. At the time Jesus was telling this story, farmers were exploited by Roman authorities, and they were expected to reap far more than was realistic from the land. This created crushing debt. and the shrewd manager's job would have been to go and collect those crushing, unrealistic debts. And so he uses his head to be shrewd or creative in collecting the debts. He frees the debtors from some of the burden of what they owe, and he forges relationships, connections with them in doing this. His actions have both head and heart in them. What if Jesus is showing us in this parable that the way to be ourselves is to use our head and our hearts together? Our gospel passage today ended with the statement, "You cannot serve God and wealth." This is definitely an either-or statement. Jesus doesn't make many of those. This has us ask, to what end are we earning and spending money? Is there heart in what we expect from money? Is there both head and heart in how we spend our money? Our passage from Jeremiah brings us the famous line, "Is there no balm in Gilead?" Jeremiah is asking, is there no healing? Is there no wholeness for God's people? This longing for healing and wholeness, for a balm to soothe wounds and brokenness, is as deep as ever in our hearts today. But on its own, money will never fulfill that longing. Money on its own can never bring healing and wholeness. It's approaching money with both head and heart that will do that. Part of being ourselves is recognizing this and giving our hearts to God and to each other and to our world, not to money and wealth. Part of being ourselves is using our heads and our money creatively and lovingly. In the first letter to Timothy, Paul urges that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone. This is a reminder that we are all connected and that we all need prayer. Prayer has us bring head and heart together, and it is a means of connection with God and with each other. Part of being ourselves is recognizing the power and potential in prayer. Part of being ourselves has us stop creating divisions in our hearts and our minds. And prayer is one way that we work toward this. Back to the parable of the shrewd manager. He was up against a rigid and unjust system in that first century world. Instead of lamenting the system, he worked within it. He worked within it for relationship and connection. Jesus was up against that same system. And in his suffering and death and resurrection, he showed us that God's love is stronger than any worldly, any human system. God's love is stronger than anything. Jesus is God's invitation to us into loving relationship. Jesus shows us how much we are loved, and he shows us how to be in the world as only we can, as ourselves, beloved, and ready to love. Ready to use our heads, the minds we've been given, creatively, courageously, to further God's mission, to bring God's kingdom here on earth. Ready to use our hearts to choose empathy and compassion. Ready to use our head and hearts together, not just to imitate Jesus, but to let him show us how we can be ourselves in his name, in the name of peace, in the name of justice, in the name of love. This morning, in our prayer and song and sacrament, may our heads and hearts be united. May we all know how much we are loved and how much potential there is in us to love. May we trust in the creativity and courage of our heads, our minds. May we feel the tenderness of Christ encouraging us, sustaining and upholding us in heart and mind and soul. And may we go out into the world and live with head and heart together, joining with God's mission to bring healing and peace and justice to our world in creative and courageous ways. May we all be ourselves as only we can. In Jesus' name, amen.